From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from the University of Chicago Graduate School of Business, with a network of 40,000 alumni worldwide, on the web at chicagogsb.edu.
Have you ever noticed how references to courage and positive attitude inhabit the obituaries of those who died of cancer? Research suggests that an upbeat frame of mind helps patients with life-threatening illnesses, and today that message is standard in medical and self-help circles. Some studies have documented that the quality of remaining life and length of survival are indeed associated with a positive outlook. Other studies disagree. During my recurring sarcoma cancer episodes, I have embraced that idea myself by participating in yoga classes, massage and relaxation, and a writing group for women with cancer. But I now see a troubling consequence of the belief that attitude can overcome illness. When someone stricken with cancer knows the fight may be ending, it is a cruel, unnecessary blow to feel physically spent and guilty, too. A member of my writer's support group wept as she told us that her third metastasis was confirmed, even though she had always been optimistic and believed in herself and her treatments. "What did I do wrong?" she asked. She did not smoke, drink, or eat unhealthy foods. How could she now face a third cancer and new treatments? Her question was heartrending. None of us had an adequate answer. That day I silently cursed the strong, positive attitude beats cancer dogma. Yes, we know that everyone, the patient, treatment team members, family, and friends, finds it easier to cope if that person is not continuously depressed, angry, or negative. But my obituary will omit the ubiquitous reference to long, courageous battle with sarcoma, and I hope that the families and friends of cancer patients will think about the deeper messages of the words used. Those who succumb to any disease, do they not fight valiant battles as well? And most of all, do we really need to add guilt to the burdens carried by persons with cancer? With a perspective, this is Rebecca Bogachek.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.